you know, the photos are amazing. You know, the photos in this book, for example, are just beautiful. My dad was visiting me, and the book was sitting out because I just got it, and he just, well, he's a long time reader. Yeah, you appreciate that. He's a long time reader.
So, okay.
He just basically sat down in a corner, started looking, reading through the book for the next half hour, 40 minutes.
Right. That's a common theme. I see that a lot, actually.
But I guess that, photographs have gone from, film, silver-based to digital imagery.
Right.
And as an editor or someone who helps produce these things, how have you seen the differences at all, if at all?
Oh, you mean the quality? Like, it's harder to get, effect pictures now. It's harder because the photography becomes so sharp. I guess it's harder to get those, moody, sort of, smoky, kind of foggy pictures, like a lot of these are. But for the most part, I think because we get better, action shots now. So, I mean, for everything you give back, you get something. So, I mean, it's just the way photography is evolving. We love the old pictures. Anytime we could use one of the old pictures, because the game is so different now. The game is so different now than it was. So, again, not saying one is better than the other. It's just the nostalgia factor in these books are kind of what we want to go for a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that yes, they're different, but I don't think one is necessarily, technically, superior for when producing something like this, because, like I said, the feeling of, the feeling of going back and, reminiscing about the old pictures is kind of what brain draws people in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The last question is a bit of an navel-gazer, so, how do you, and some of the other writers, perhaps, if you can bring insight, the shift in media, not just the way that your work is more widely disseminated, but basically, you can come in for more criticism as the writer of the story, and being critiqued. I have to say, when I did a Google search on you, for example, just to find out some background on you, I came across a rather harsh critique of one of your fantasy stories.
Oh, the Right Side one?
No.
Okay. There's one that's been the number one, I Google searched myself, and the first one was always this one on I said something good about Derek Jeter, and the Great Sox Nation went off on me.
This is a critique of an article you did of underrated fantasy players a couple of years back.
Okay.
Basically we're breaking it down and criticizing it. Headlined it with David Sabino might be the world's worst fantasy writer.
Yeah. Exactly. What's the old showbiz saying? Love me, hate me, just think something.
Right. As long as
Exactly. We get hundreds and thousands of letters here, even before we were so, widely disseminated, as you say. We've always been up to, scrutiny, and, it comes with the game. It's part of it. For as many of those there are, you get as many people who are I followed everything that you said, and, I won my league. So it's one way or the other. I appreciate them thinking anything, The worst part would be if they didn't know I was there.
Don't pay attention, yes.
That's the thing about sports and, college football especially, is it's so passionate. Everybody's passionate about it. Everybody has an opinion. So if you happen to have a different opinion than somebody, they love you.
Okay, so I guess, following up, especially since you have a marketing background, I guess this is just part of the shift. Used to be you'd go on the radio to promote it, you'd send the copies to the newspaper to help promote the book and get the word out. And now you're doing, talking to team-oriented bloggers, so.
No, that's great. Well, the good thing is it keeps us on our toes, It's I've also worked for years and years in our commemorative division, as I present, and when you work there, you're speaking directly to the heart of the fan base of the team you're writing about, so you can't get away with anything. They know what they're talking about, so you have to know what you're talking about. You have to be, clear about what it is. So I think that that's some good training. This is, I mean, this is great because we're always trying, you know, we're all, in SI, we're always kind of trying to reach the true hardcore fan while still having that broader base for someone who's just a casual fan. You know, so if we can actually like reach both, then we've done our job well. And I hope with the book we've done that.
Well, like I said, I know it's one you can definitely just sit around and page through and enjoy. So I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I actually worked on the other four previous ones. We did a pro football one, the baseball one, which was, I think, the most fun because it was just, like, the richest. There's just so much lore and so many stats and facts and just so many games to choose from. And the basketball book, and we had a 50th anniversary book before that. So, it's like, these have been great. And it's been a great series, and we just... hopefully just keep coming.
So is college basketball next on the list? I don't know.
Well, we included college in the pros. Yeah, there's talk about golf, actually. So we'll see how that goes. Which, actually, that may be the prettiest of the books.
Yes, be the most tranquil, at least.
Exactly, the most tranquil, the most, the greenest, easily the greenest. Not so much mud, not so much blood.
All right, well, thank you very much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it also. It was fun.
Okay, well, that was a good example.
Excellent. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care.